Since March, more than 38 million people in the U.S. have filed for unemployment insurance. Most are also at risk of losing employee-sponsored health insurance, with nearly 13 million still eligible for publicly subsidized coverage. That's according to a recent report from the Kaiser Family Foundation. But back in February, the Trump administration did something that caused thousands to give up their health insurance just as the pandemic was gathering steam. Special correspondent Simon Ostrowski has our report. A note, this report was produced before stay-at-home orders went into effect. For our ongoing initiative, Chasing the Dream, Poverty and Opportunity in America.
Hola, señor. ¿Cómo está? Buenos días.
Norma Martinez is what's known as a volunteer health promoter. She's handing out flyers and explaining to members of this mainly immigrant Latino community in Tacoma Park, Maryland, that they don't need to give up their health insurance.
When you go apply for a green card, they tell you, ah, you are a public charge to the government. I will deny it. I will not give it to you. Well, this is the strategy that the new administration is using. It hopes to terrify us.
In 2018, the Trump administration announced plans to expand regulations governing whether immigrants receiving government benefits are eligible for permanent residency. The new rule, which came into force in February, involves what is known as public charge and expands the list of government assistance that will count against a permanent residency application. Formerly, only those receiving cash from the government were affected, but now benefits like Medicaid are also taken into consideration. The more forms of assistance an applicant receives, the worse their chances of getting a green card. The changes have been spreading fear in immigrant communities nationwide, causing 1 in 7 to avoid public benefit programs, according to the Urban Institute. Many immigrants in the country legally, including those who aren't applying for residency and are not affected, have taken the public charge rule to mean that receiving any type of government assistance could get them deported.
Well, according to what they say on the news, if you are labeled a public charge, you have to leave this country if you do not work, if you receive state benefits for housing or food stamps.
Experts warn that the growing number of uninsured people in America, which is part of a larger trend affecting all demographics, not just non-citizens, is especially worrying at a time of increased concern over a viral pandemic.
Public charge is definitely a big issue that shoppers here are concerned about right now because they're worried it's going to affect their immigration status. But you can tell from the content of people's shopping carts that the other thing they're worried about is the spread of coronavirus. And it's at a time like this that health professionals say it's important for as many people as possible to have medical insurance and coverage.
We've been seeing a decrease in volume of people looking to renew or enroll in Medicaid. We have seen it. Local departments of social services has seen a decline.
Michelle LaRue is a medical doctor and senior manager for health and human services at Casa de Maryland, an immigrant advocacy and assistance organization.
The biggest change is really the fear and confusion that it's perpetrating in immigrant communities. I think right now, in the environment that we're living in with this pandemic, we don't want people that are fully eligible for health insurance to go without health insurance, especially young children. Right now in this context, we need everyone to have access to health care in case they need it.
LaRue says many eligible Medicaid recipients are canceling their plans simply out of an abundance of caution. But the new rules affecting immigrants and the fear they're generating are only one piece of America's health insurance puzzle.
Repeal and replace the disaster known as Obamacare.
During the 2016 presidential campaign, Donald Trump repeatedly promised to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. And as president-elect, he went a step further, saying he'd make sure all Americans had health insurance.
That meant he'd have to better the ACA's record.
As a result of the Affordable Care Act, which was enacted in 2010, 20 million people gained health coverage, which took the uninsured rate to the lowest it has ever been in the entirety of U.S. history.
Aviva Aaron Dine is a former Obama administration health care official and vice president for health policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a progressive think tank in Washington, D.C.
Since President Trump took office in 2016, 1 to 2 million people have lost coverage, eroding about 10% of those gains. And then there's a risk that all of those gains could be lost if the administration gets its way in court or in Congress and undoes the rest of the law.
The figures Aaron Dine cites come from the U.S. Census Bureau.
Between 2017 and 2018, the uninsured rate increased 0.5 percentage points, and the number of uninsured people increased by 1.9 million.
According to the Census Bureau, this represents the first increase in the uninsured rate since 2009. Aaron Dine worries that the fear of high medical costs could potentially discourage people exhibiting early symptoms of COVID-19 from seeking medical attention in a timely fashion.
Well, if you think about the fear that I think all of us are feeling as we face this unprecedented public health crisis, imagine that being compounded by worrying that you can't go to the doctor, that if you do go to the doctor, it could mean medical debt that would compromise your future. One of the things a public health crisis drives home is that all of us are better off when everybody can get the coverage and care they need, and all of us are at risk when people are afraid to seek care.
So why is the national uninsured rate going up?
I certainly think the decisions that the White House has made haven't helped at all. Some of these trends are ongoing and existed before Trump, and so certainly you can't say increasing health care costs are just because of the Trump administration.
Sarah Miller is a researcher at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business, who tracks trends in healthcare.
First of all, there was the repeal of the individual mandate. So there used to be sort of laws in place that you had to purchase insurance. Now those have been essentially removed. People heard that the mandate was repealed. Maybe they weren't sure if that meant that other aspects of the law were repealed. Maybe they weren't aware that they could still get marketplace coverage. And then I think on the employer side, the cost of insurance have been going up. And as the costs go up, you know, it becomes more unaffordable to more people, and that can also discourage people from taking up coverage.
Maria Brodskaya is a recording artist and a music producer who came to the United States from Russia 7 years ago on a so-called extraordinary ability visa to further her musical career. Like many applicants for permanent residency, she gave up her medical plan, most of which was subsidized under the provisions of the ACA, when the Trump administration announced plans for its new rules.
The moment when the public charge rule came out, I was in the process of working on my green card. And of course, we didn't have any other option except for just the sooner the better to get off, you know, to show that you are not using it anymore and hoping that they're not going to punish you, like,
retroactively,
exactly, yeah.
And so your immigration lawyer said that this was the best course of action.
Yeah, she said that basically it was the only course of action. Otherwise, they would just not even consider me eligible for being permanent resident. If something happens to me, I don't even know where to go, you know, and what kind of help I can receive.
She'd like to buy a private plan, but worries she won't be able to afford one now that all of her performances are being canceled as a result of social distancing measures that people around the country are now facing.